Welcome to the Health Ranger Report here on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're continuing with part four of a new book that I'm going to be releasing for free, a downloadable audiobook with a PDF transcript, which is really a transcript of this presentation. And the book is called Resilient Prepping, and you'll be able to download it along with many other free audiobooks at audiobooks.naturalnews.com. In this part today, we're going to cover the financial collapse and what happens to various categories of assets as the collapse accelerates, how the banking system will be weaponized against the people to accelerate the suffering and mass death that's already been put into place by the vaccines, the spike protein bioweapons. There are also food shortages that are being engineered to go along with this. A lot of bad news coming, but there are ways to survive this, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back right after this break. Stay with me. All right, getting into part four of the new audiobook, the upcoming audiobook, resilientprepping.com will be the website for that when the book is ready. In previous segments here on this broadcast, we've covered parts one, two, and three. Part four is about financial preparedness and the financial collapse. So let's start with understanding what is the definition of money? What is really money? Because the dollar is not money. Money, by definition, has to hold value. The dollar does not hold value. It's lost about 98% of its value since 1971, just 50 years ago, when President Nixon took it off the gold standard. And since the creation of the dollar, talking about the creature from Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve, 1913 era, the dollar's lost over 99% of its value. So it's already lost 99%, and the rest is coming. Because of the massive money printing, which is being done on purpose, of course, the dollar will end. It will become worthless, and it will happen very quickly. Now, this will be a cascading collapse throughout the financial system. Banks will freeze, pension payments will stop, payroll in the government will stop. The money that you think you have in the bank, it may still be there in terms of a digital entry, but the dollars won't be worth anything. And this is all going to happen very rapidly. So what we've got to understand here is that this is being weaponized to coincide with the vaccine bioweapons attack on humanity and the engineered food shortages, which of course are going to lead a lot of people to mass starvation. And homelessness is going to be caused by the financial crises that are coming. And the government, the government's friends, the insiders, are going to loot the nation in this final act of mass theft against the American workers. So all dollars will be stolen during this collapse, which is sometimes referred to as the Great Reset or Global Reset. Now, by reset, what they really mean is that the dollar will be crashed, and then they will try to, if they can, roll out a new currency, probably a government-run digital currency, not Bitcoin, maybe not even a cryptocurrency, not a blockchain currency, but rather a government digital wallet where they can monitor and control all of your expenditures and financial transactions. What's important to understand here is that you're not going to be given a sign that this collapse is happening in advance. There will be very little warning or no warning. You're not going to be able to say, oh, it's coming in 72 hours. No, we're all going to wake up one day, the banks are going to be shuttered. Just a bank holiday will be lied to, of course, by the regime in power. And they'll say, oh, don't worry, we're taking steps to protect your assets right now. They'll do what Richard Nixon did. He said, well, the dollar is under attack by foreign speculators, and that's why we have to remove it from the gold standard, right? So there'll be some similar excuse. They'll say, oh, the foreign speculators are attacking the dollar, and we have to now, protect the dollar and protect your assets by crashing the dollar. And that's what they will do. And then from that day, understand that your pension obligations are basically zeroed out. All contracts that are denominated in dollars are essentially null and void, which includes, by the way, mortgage contracts with banks. So there's going to be a lot of chaos. Wall Street will completely detonate. Stocks will crater, some of them 99%. Bank deposits will completely vanish, and banks will initiate bail-ins, which is when they seize customer deposits, and banks can even go through your safe deposit boxes. They can physically open them and loot whatever you have in there, gold, jewelry, I don't know, bearer bonds or whatever you're into. They can go through and seize all of that because you put it in the possession of the bank when you put it in a safe deposit box, and that basically makes it theirs in a crisis, by the way. Read the fine print. Now, because all debts will be erased, and then all dollar money or so-called money will also be erased, then this is a reset. And what happens during this reset, and again, it's even called a reset by the globalists, is that only those who had the foresight to transfer their wealth into real assets that survive all of this, only those people will have anything remaining after this great reset. The typical worker will be wiped out. Most of the middle class will be completely obliterated. Now, the poor don't have as much to lose, so they will, of course, still be poor under this system, but they won't lose much savings because they don't have any. But the middle class will be absolutely destroyed. Now, people who had the foresight to exchange the soon-to-fail fiat dollars for things that hold value will be among the new landowners, the new landlords, the new wealthy, the new business owners, and so on. So as this collapse is accelerating and the dollar is abandoned, there will be a mad rush for any form of local liquidity so that people can purchase food or basic supplies, anything, toilet paper, gasoline, you name it. People are going to need basic supplies, even insulin, for example. Since the dollar will be worthless, there'll be other forms of, quote, currency that will be very quickly put into local circulation by people who will be desperate to acquire these necessary goods. Those things, and by the way, at the same time this is happening, the government will be in a state of accelerating collapse because I'm talking about the federal government. Because the federal government will be unable to meet its payroll and its pensions and its entitlement obligations and so on. And this is how the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Something very similar may unfold for Washington, D.C. and the United States of America. Now, again, as that happens, at the local level, people will be desperate to have systems of trade and barter. And you're going to see silver coins. You're going to see pre-1963 so-called junk silver, which is quarters and nickels and dimes that have a 90% silver content. You're going to see a lot of those in circulation. You're also going to see ammunition. 22 long rifle ammo in particular will be a form of currency in this transition. And of course, gold will also be worth a lot. I mean, its real value will be so high that you'll be able to purchase, for example, I don't know, like a Dodge Ram pickup truck for, you know, a couple of gold coins, which today might only cost you $4,000. You'll be able to buy a very expensive vehicle with a couple of gold coins. You'll be able to buy entire buildings, entire businesses, large tracts of land with a few gold coins, because gold will be so incredibly valuable that people will, they will trade a lot to get a piece of gold. And then, you know, gold, of course, you can have different size coins, 1 ounce coins, 1/10 ounce, and so on, 1/2 ounce. But then silver will become the more common coinage that's used in local barter because it has a much smaller, you know, denomination value. So the gold to silver ratio will be very interesting to track there, but you'll be able to trade one gold coin for a tremendous amount of silver. Many ounces of silver. I don't know what the ratio is right now. And then you'll be able to use that silver to buy anything that you need that is available in the supply chain, whether it's gasoline, you know, toilet paper, like I said, or pet food or clothing, whatever. Or even to pay people for services, such as repair services. You know, you're going to need people's help. You might need to pay somebody for security. You might need to pay a veterinarian if you have a sick animal and so on. Silver is going to be the common form for that. Now, Before too long, oh, by the way, seeds. I forgot to mention, seeds are also going to be a very common barter item. And of course, firearms and so on. You'll be able to trade a handgun for goods and services. You'll be able to trade a rifle. You'll be able to trade a lot of things if you have those things. Of course, the middle class doesn't necessarily have a lot of those things unless they're preppers. Now, as this is happening, states like Texas are going to very quickly work to launch their own local currencies. And at least under the right circumstances, you'll see Texas declare its own sovereignty. It will be, once again, the Republic of Texas. And many other states may join Texas, such as Arkansas, Oklahoma, perhaps Louisiana, Mississippi, and so on. And you'll have a regional nation state. And then there will be a new currency that is declared by, you know, the so-called legitimate government, whoever asserts that, and can back it up. And then you're going to be able to buy that new currency with gold and silver. And the reason that's the case is because these states will be begging for gold and silver deposits because they want their currency to be backed by gold and silver. Because there will be a very widespread awakening to the fact that the dollar has just failed because the dollar was not backed by anything except the, quote, full faith and credit of the, you know, criminal government, the incompetent Biden regime, whatever. People are realizing that the full faith and credit of the United States government means nothing. I mean, just ask the American allies in Afghanistan. It means nothing. So you'll be able to get a tremendous amount of new local currency for an ounce of gold. Whereas right now, today, an ounce of gold might cost you, let's just say, $2,000. Well, the dollars will be worthless, and you will trade that gold for perhaps $10,000 equivalent of whatever the new local currency is, like the Texas dollar. You might get 10,000 of those with equivalent purchasing power, or perhaps even more purchasing power. Now, there is a risk, of course, that the Biden regime will try to outlaw gold and silver during this process as they are collapsing. No one is going to comply with that. They may try to ban guns too, but who's going to comply with that, right? You know, they try to outlaw firearms. Is anybody going to turn them in at this point with the police defunded and chaos and violent crime rising and the government on the verge of collapse? And I mean, you know, the border wide open. Nobody's turning in their guns and nobody's turning in their gold. No rational person. There might be a few obedient people that might try it, but not anybody who's informed. But then the key to succeeding in this, to surviving all of this, is, well, it's really twofold. Number one, having your assets pre-positioned in things that hold value, which is gold and silver, land, ammunition, firearms, fuel, even a tractor, you know, things that hold value. And then secondly, being physically located in a region that is ready to reassert itself as a nation state and then protect the freedom of its individuals, and that's ready to launch a new currency. Now, Texas has its own gold depository, and the state of Texas built it many years ago, and they even allow private citizens to store gold there, but the state itself stores a tremendous amount of gold. And you may not even know this, but the University of Texas, the UT system, has crazy amounts of gold. I mean, physical gold that's been essentially hoarded by the university system for whatever reason. How much you want to bet they do a deal with the state of Texas? And then this gold goes into the depository, and then you've got, you know, gold-backed currency as they're issuing new currency. I don't think Texas is going to issue a digital currency. I think it will be a new Republic of Texas paper currency. But you watching this, you may not be in Texas, of course. But other states such as Wyoming and Utah and Arizona have, and Nevada, have kind of a similar libertarian angle on this. And so I expect other currencies to be launched regionally around the country fairly quickly. And what this means is that The banking and financial collapse, yes, it's going to wipe out people's life savings. It's going to wipe out pensions. It's going to wipe out most of the stock market and so on. But there will be restored some systems of local transactions and barter, probably within, I would say, 60 to 90 days after that catastrophe. That is, at least if the local leaders can, you know, grow a spine and do their job and get it done. But this also means that for perhaps, let's say, 90 days, you will not have the ability to purchase anything. You won't be able to buy groceries, you won't be able to buy medicine, you won't be able to purchase fuel, nothing. You won't be able to get a paycheck, cash a paycheck, use the ATM, you know, none of that will function. You're going to be on a barter system with people you know at a local level. Now, locally, there will automatically rise up lots of kind of flea markets, you might say, you know, buy, sell, and trade. And you're going to have them all over the country during this time because people will be desperate to buy, sell, and trade. And some of those kind of flea markets, or I don't know, call them Saturday markets, whatever, farmers markets, you're going to need something to trade there. And so that's why it's a great idea to stockpile the things that will hold value at those markets. And of course, silver coins will have value, but so will ammunition. Toilet paper holds value, but it's not very dense in terms of its value. It's hard to carry around a high dollar amount of toilet paper. It's just very, you know, it's not very valuable compared to its weight and size. Gold is the most dense, but even ammunition and silver coins and so on are fairly dense. But you might have other things that you can trade, such as garden seeds or even locally produced food. You might have essential oils. You might have ivermectin, right? Now, you know, horse ivermectin even. Veterinary drugs. You might have antibiotics. There's a lot of things. You might have optics for a firearm or lighters or even just some 550 paracord. A lot of things will have tremendous value in these circumstances, and that's why it's good to stockpile some things for the purpose of barter later on. And by the way, in that area, you know what's going to have extremely high value? Are cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee. It's almost like the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and coffee. Because when people can't get their coffee or they can't get cigarettes or alcohol, of course, they go a little nuts and they really want those things. So they're willing probably to trade a lot for those things. So if you're stockpiling coffee or, you know, vodka or even perhaps cigarettes, those are things that will be very barterable. I mean, in the prison system, cigarettes are already a kind of currency. And they will once again be currency, at least temporarily, following this collapse. Okay. Now, in addition to that, knives and edge weapons, crossbows, practical items such as tools, in particular hand tools, for example, a hand drill, or high-quality hammers, or pry bars, or crowbars, or saws, things that can be used by hand that don't require spare parts. These are going to have tremendous value in this barter system. But you've got to keep your safety and security in mind. If you go to the place to barter something, you might be riding a bicycle. You might be walking. It's not clear that there will be fuel available. You need to make sure that you're not flashing, you know, gold and silver around and then inviting a bunch of people to follow you back home and then try to hold you hostage to steal your loot, right? So you need to be mindful of security, mindful of being followed, have some security measures in terms of your own transportation, and you need to be discreet about flashing coins or ammunition or things of high value. You also need to dress down. So you need to dress down and really look more like a lower income person. Maybe you are already a lower income person. Don't try to dress up. Definitely dress down. And because you don't want to send signals that you're someone who's worth kidnapping and so on. But you do want to have your own defense. So carrying a concealed pistol makes a lot of sense in these circumstances, which means you also need to be proficient in wielding a concealed pistol. It's a good idea to have a backup pistol, perhaps an ankle pistol. Also a good idea to have an edged tool, an edged knife. I like to carry a rapid deployment karambit from Emerson. but there are other knives that can also be deployed very rapidly. You also will need a flashlight on your person because you might stay after dark. You need to have some form of light, obviously, to navigate as you're walking back and forth. You're going to get tired carrying things around because in a collapsed society, you end up carrying a lot. You're carrying buckets of water or food or supplies or barter materials and so on. It's a great idea to have a bicycle that has a basket in it or a cargo trailer behind a bicycle and to just use human power, ride a bike, carry the cargo in the back. It's way easier than, you know, trying to carry all of these things by hand. But just understand that the financial collapse, it is a certainty within the next few years, but we don't know the exact timetable of it. I suspect the powers that be are going to weaponize the collapse to be timed to try to crush a popular uprising against the vaccine mandates. And you're starting to see that we're turning that corner right now. A lot of people are very unhappy. We're seeing protests all over Australia and in Canada and in the UK. And there are more protests planned in 60 cities, I heard, around the United States, protests against the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates. So you're going to see more and more of this happening. And as this happens, you're going to see more and more chaos, more disruptions in society as the government tries to crack down and the government weaponizes everything. Expect food shortages, expect power outages, expect financial events that are all triggered. Kind of like what's the movie? The Hunger Games, right? Where the capital city is always just throwing new weapons, new disasters at the enslaved masses to try to destroy them. President Snow, I think, in that case. That's what the federal government is acting like now. They are really terrorist operations. The FDA is terrorizing the people. The CDC is terrorizing the people. The fake Biden regime is terrorizing, well, the whole world, frankly, at this point. So they're also going to terrorize you and try to crush dissent by any means possible. So your ability to be resilient during these times, which is the title of this entire presentation and audiobook, this is what's going to lead to your victory. So you need to have a very deep stockpile of supplies, and you need to also have supplies that are not easy to be discovered and looted, stolen from you by the government itself. So we'll talk about that later. You do need, hidden supplies that can't be located very easily because they will try to confiscate supplies on a door-to-door basis as this war escalates. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Just make sure that if you've got gold and silver coins, if you've got ammunition that you plan to use as barter items, make sure that it is well hidden. And it's pretty easy to hide gold because it's so small, given its very high value, you know, for its density. It's pretty easy to hide it, but you have to take the effort to do it. If you don't hide it, it's probably going to get stolen from you or confiscated. So make sure you're taking those steps. And then next, coming up, we're going to talk about the mass migration of survivors and what that means for America. And depending on where you live right now, what kinds of scenarios you can expect as people flee the collapsing cities and areas that are no longer livable because of drought, water supply, food shortages, financial collapse, violent crime, and so on. All of that's coming, but there are ways to survive it, and we're going to cover that right here. So I hope you learned a lot today. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with you tomorrow with more information. This is Mike Adams, Brighteon.tv.